Now, Lily, Republicans are the majority. They control the Senate. Do you think the nomination of DeVos, can it be in question? Can it be stopped? Can the Democrats gather enough votes to be able to prevent the confirmation?
Por supuesto que sí. Y no soy naive. I was not born yesterday. I know that Betsy DeVos has given out lots and lots of campaign contributions to practically every Republican that sits in Congress. And she has publicly said, when I give a campaign contribution, I expect a return on investment. But let me tell you what I believe in more than I believe in Betsy DeVos. I believe in the people of this country. When they are outraged, they can still let their voices be heard. We saw people in airports all across the country this weekend as they protested the detention of people who had visas and green cards, but they were on a list that Donald Trump made up overnight. And that list could grow to, who knows, to Mexico, to Latin America. Who knows who he couldn't add to that list tomorrow? And the people of this country, whether they're marching for women's rights or marching for immigrant rights or just marching for justice, can still make a phone call. They can still email their senator. You can go right now to NEA.org, and you can click on a little button with Betsy DeVos's picture on it and put your zip code in, and up will pop your two senators in your state. You type your message in. You don't have to be a member of NEA. You don't have to be a citizen. Type your message in. Let your voice be heard. We have sent over 1 million emails. Parents, teachers, people who care about students and communities. It went viral. Over 1 million messages have been delivered. Those senators are nervous. They know that people are watching them, and they know that Betsy DeVos is not worthy of being the Secretary of Education for their children.